All right, now time to look through the window of baseball as we do each weekend with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. We do it for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, good morning on this Sunday.
How are you, Marty?
Yeah, pretty good. You ready for a sports Sunday today? My goodness, Raph and I did the Amici's commercial. I said, maybe it's made for today, and you know, you're a couch potato anyway, even under the best of circumstances. But today's quite a sports day for the Bay Area.
Great day. I'm going to catch probably most of the Giants before I head out to the Warriors, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Oh, so you're going out to the Warriors?
Yes, I'm. As of a few days ago, I was cleared to get back in business. I was at game one. I'm actually going to travel to Cleveland, so it's all good.
Wow, very good. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And we haven't had a medical update for a couple of weeks with you. Oh, very good. Oh, so you're going out there today. Let's talk a little basketball. Why not on this Sunday morning? Backs against the wall for the Cleveland Cavaliers. No point guard. What's going to happen today?
Well, you never really know. I mean, the consecutive playoff games seldom have anything to do with each other, but it's going to be tough for Cleveland. I mean, they're basically down to LeBron James trying to run the team, you know, he's a forward by trade, and they're just so banged up, and the Warriors are so deep, and it's at Oracle. I have a hard time believing the Cavs will pull this one out. They might get one at home, and I kind of hope they do. If the Warriors are going to win it, it'd be nice to see them win it in five, you know, back here. But that's getting well ahead of it. You can't predict anything. Yeah. I know the Warriors players were kind of amused to hear everybody saying, well, it looks like the series is over, eh? You know, which is far from the case when you have LeBron James out there.
Yeah, it's true. And just to take it one more step, I mean, he did have the shot at the end of the game, and it was a shot from the cheap seats. But he did have a shot at the end of the game that could have won the game. You know, you win it, and you sort of forget about all the trouble you had to go through to get there. It was a heck of a game. You know, it's funny just watching, you know, you watch baseball umpires and, you know, sort of in the playoffs of World Series, I don't think they change much. I think the strike zone's about the same. In this thing, it looks like a football game or a rugby game. I mean, you gotta hit someone over the head to get a foul.
Yeah, they tend to, you know, let them play, as they say, and it does get a little ridiculous. I mean, especially when you see the replays and some of these things where guys just get hacked beyond belief and they let it go. Although, I don't know. I'd almost prefer that than just a wild procession to the free throw line.
Yeah. You don't want the hack-a-shack. You don't need that.
Yeah, oh, no. That'd be the worst of them all.
All right. Tomorrow is the baseball draft. You go back to 1965, the first draft. Rick Monday was the first pick of the, I guess, was the Kansas City A's back then. You get excited all about the baseball draft?
You know, I really do. I love the draft. I love watching it. Maybe you might want to tape it and fast forward through a few things, but you know, they've got tape, they've got video of just about all the guys, and you can see. I remember, you know, being able to look at Madison Bumgarner, you know, the night they drafted him, get a few clips of what he looks like on the mound, and all the guys that are drafted in the top 10 or whoever you want to look at, somebody you've heard of, maybe a local kid. I just like how they've got film evidence, and then they talk about him at some length with some expertise. So I actually enjoy this draft more than any of them.
Oh, very good. I didn't know that. You know, my thing is getting to know the names. At the top of the draft, you get to know two or three. By the time you get into the draft and you start with high school kids, it's tough to keep up with it. It sounds to me, we had Bobby Evans on earlier, that they're not adverse to picking a high school kid with a big upside with that first pick. And my prediction, just listening to him, is they'll probably go high school like they did a couple of years ago with Christian Arroyo, because they really don't have, you know, a major need right now to get a college kid to put him in there, do they?
It's funny, isn't it? I mean, everybody talks about the holes in the lineup and this and that, and they're not hitting, but it's really true. I mean, they've got the homegrown infield. You know, if Duffy can hold up, and it sure looks like he will, they've got the infield covered, and then Lord knows with Buster Posey, and they've got an outfield with some depth. So it's and there aren't any codgers on the team. So it is funny. You can always use pitching, and they might go that way. I think the one exception they might make, maybe not just the one, but if there's a real power hitter that they can look at, that would be something that they need, because you know, all over the big leagues, you know, Chris Bryant, Joey Gallo, and Jock Peterson, and just, you know, of course, Stanton, and guys are hitting these 450-foot homers, and Pence can do that, but that's not really what he does. And if they could get one of those guys, it would be very interesting.
Yeah, I think they'll probably would look that way, but I think it's going to be a high school kid. I think it's going to be a high school kid with that kind of upside.
No problem.
Is what they're going to do. Then they get another pick at 31.
Yeah.
So for them, it's pretty good. Bumgarner, yeah, it seems, Bruce, every time we pick up the paper, some pitcher is setting a record that Elias has said since 1900, this hasn't happened before. We had it this week with Cashner and Syndergaard going, five innings, striking out 12 and giving up 10 runs or something. I mean, and yesterday, here's Bumgarner. He goes 8 innings. Gives up, he gets a win, he gives up 5 runs, doesn't walk anybody, strikes out 11, and gets the win and gives up a grand slam. And it's the first time that's happened since 1900. It's incredible. The pitching, I tell you, Bruce, it's gone to a different level of power. And the difference between hitters and pitchers, I think, is dramatic right now.
Yeah, I think it's more dramatic than it's been in quite a while. It's been on the upswing in that regard for the last several years, and now it seems to be peaking. Hopefully it's peaking. I like to see a good balance where you don't want either side overloaded. But Bumgarner, I tell you, that his breaking ball to right-handed hitters is so devastating. And, you know, it just takes away that natural edge that right-handers think that they have against him. Francoeur snuck one out of the park, but generally – his breaking ball to right-hand hitters has never been better. It was just fantastic.
No, all the home runs are to righties. He's only faced, going to yesterday, 30 left-handed hitters. He faced less than Javier Lopez.
Yeah, you don't even want to get in there lefty against that pitch.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And he'll buzz the inside, too, just when you think, well, I'm going to look out there. He'll crack one in on, you know, in tight and make you back off a little bit.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Ryan Vogel's song today. Two things, Bruce. One, they're starting to win on the road, and I don't mean starting to win on the road. They're starting to put some numbers up about winning on the road. And 16 and 11, that's 27 games. That's a third. And if you win 48 on the road and you win 52 at home, that's 100.
Yeah.
You know, this road thing quietly is a big deal for this team.
Well, it really shows the kind of hitting potential that they have and the discipline that they have as hitters. You know, you don't have anybody up there swinging from the heels, you know, like Carlos Gomez, you know, looking to hit one 600 miles every time. You got guys hitting up the middle, hitting the ball to the right side, one after another. And it's great to see. You know, it's a tribute, I think, to Hensley Mullins in part. He gets some criticism. Of course, every time they get on a streak, he's the best, and he's somewhere in between. But he's always preached, you know, be aggressive up there. Don't think you have to work the count on every single guy. Go up the middle, go the opposite way, and that's what these guys do. And they get on the road in some fair parks. They can go crazy, and it's great to see that, you know, today's a game that they really should win and get a sweep in the series and really get back on track.
Yeah. But the number of wins on the road, this is a huge number for me because it takes the pressure off winning at home, which they generally do pretty well anyway. So this is a big sign for me as the season story is unfolding. The road wins are huge for me. All right. Ryan Vogelsong, a little bit under the radar, Bruce, but if you look for the best pitcher they've got other than Bumgarner, maybe this guy.
Yeah, he's been very good. This is a tough park where you can one mistake and it's a fly ball and suddenly it's out of the park, and heaven help you if there's two guys on. But I think if he can get through the first couple innings, you know, he gets in a groove. He's really been spotting his pitch as well, which is so great for a guy who doesn't throw 95 like so many guys out there now. And he's been a godsend, really. He really has. And I don't see any reason for it to change. The guy's such a competitor, and his arm's in good shape. So that's been a huge plus.
Yeah, maybe it is. 8 of his 9 home runs given up to lefties. So they've got Ryan Howard in there today. Utley's in there, and they kind of stacked the lineup with lefties today. So that'll be his challenge to see how he does today. But then it's on to New York, and it always gets interesting in New York.
That'll be great. I'm going to be in Cleveland. It's going to be hard. In fact, I can just say with assurance I won't see any of those games. Maybe the off night I can sneak into a bar that's got the satellite. But that's going to be great. And I regret not being able to see it because I haven't seen much of the Mets, you know, live innings 1 through 9. And they're a real interesting club with great pitching. They're really on the way up. They've got the town excited. They've kind of got an edge on the Yanks, I think, now, just in terms of the fans' emotional investment. And that'll be a real test. But, you know, no reason why the Giants hitting can't continue. Big test with those young arms they've got, but that'll be a real good matchup and pretty telling, I think.
Yeah, I think they'll do better than people think because the Met offense is not very good. And I say that they got a lot of injuries, and you know you control Lucas Duda and Kadir and Lagares, and I think that's it.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much. But they got the big arms and the bullpen, so they're going to do better than people think. But this is a good series with Syndergaard and Harvey. And then you bring Heston and Hudson and Lincecum. So main thing is win on the road. You win on the road, and, boy, things are going to be very nice for this team. I could see it coming. Hey, have a great day. I'm glad you're mobile, moving around. I'm looking forward to seeing you at the ballpark again.
Yeah, thanks. I can't wait myself. Thanks so much, Marty.
All right, have a good time. All right, that
you
is
bet.
Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.